Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe cracked the dawn. Guys, join Hawk and Crowder this Thursday as they broadcast from 2 to 6 p.m. from Offerdahl's Off the Grill on Las Olas Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, where you guys can enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner off the grill. And you guys get a chance to win VIP tickets to the Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off. Check that on out. We're going to give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up in just an hour's time. And later on this hour, we will have the next unveiling of Robbie's Prospect Power Rankings. Robbie is not only our resident gambling degenerate, but he's also our draft guru. And we always have every draft season. We've been doing this 3 years running now, Robbie's Draft Room, which is just pristine as a segment comes when it comes to draft evaluation. But because we are basically in draft season already for the Miami Dolphins, 21 needs, we need to know. We're kind of giving you a little tease. Like, Robbie's out here. He's almost like a, I don't know what to describe you as, Robbie. Almost like a, like,
severed up some whore's divorce.
Yeah, he's like he got some hors d'oeuvres of just here's what we got on this. He's almost like you're going to like a wedding taste test, and so he'll bring you like a sliver of wedding cake. He's like, here's what it tastes red velvet. Ooh. Here's what it tastes if you guys go chocolate. You know, just to kind of give you a little taste before you guys go up and get married. That's what Prospect Power Ranking is. So we'll bring you that later on this hour. You guys can check that on out. But last night we had news as far as, oh, by the way, I should mention this, because you can text show 67974, driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. Texter writes in, he goes, Lowry single-handedly beat the Warriors in Golden State last year in the finals, because people were saying that he shrunk. And he did actually, the guy does make a good point. He did have a monster game in the clincher. And really, basically, in the games, they won in the finals. So I don't know if that does anything for you as far as erasing, because it feels like the guy's reputation is just his reputation. And once the guy wins the championship, even knowing that the best player and the reason that it all happened is gone, it doesn't mean that he was a bum for them. I know that he's a guy who's openly admitted that he's been in his own head and he's had shooting sessions. Seemingly the Heat have been slump busters in the midst of those head cases sometimes. But, you know, I'm not into it either. It's an interesting one from a national guy who's just saying, I think that would be an interesting pairing with Jimmy Butler, who's got Kawhi-like skills, and he's just interested by it. So I think, but I do think that once you get to, the point of, hey, you had an awesome game in the NBA Finals clincher, you probably got to say that the guy doesn't shrink in big games. It kind of erases it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that died.
I think it's dead, but the reputation is what it is.
When does that die, though? Because, like some people, you just move on to the next thing. You're always going to have to find a problem with that person. And that's where I think people are with Kyle Lowry.
Yeah. I don't know.
Guess what? Remember, wait, I give you a perfect example.
Yep.
Skip Bayless with LeBron. He just moved on to something else after the guy won a championship.
Mm-hmm.
That's some people just the.
Well, he'll still find ways to get at LeBron.
Yeah, right.
He'll find ways to get at LeBron. We'll get to LeBron a little bit later on. We got some stuff going on there as well. I was wondering about this, Leroy, because you're a big golf guy. Are you into Tiger Woods' memoir coming out? He came out with a statement yesterday. He says, this memoir is the first and only direct account directly from Woods with the full cooperation of his friends, family, and inner circle. Woods says, I've been in the spotlight for a long time, and because of that, there have been books and articles and TV shows about me, most filled with errors, speculative, and wrong. This book is my definitive story. It's in my words and expresses my thoughts. It describes how I feel and what's happened in my life. I've been working at it steadily, and I'm looking forward to continuing the process and creating a book that people want to read. The book is titled Back.
It should be titled Bore.
Here's what I'll say. There's only one thing that's worse than watching golf.
Coming from you.
Coming from you, that's...
Look, there's some excitement in golf if you're into golf. But golf, unless it's like a major event and somebody you know or name is leading the tournament and is coming down the stretch.
Tigers on the hunt.
All the intricacies of golf and tournament golf, people don't really care about.
Right.
No. There's only one thing that's more boring. A book about one of those guys.
Yeah, but we know.
It doesn't
matter.
But
here's the thing. If I'm going to get an honest story about Tiger Woods' life, an honest story about Tiger Woods' life, I'm into that book.
No,
I'm into that book.
Only
but
thing,
how am I to believe a guy who, before all the scandal happened, was about as protective as it gets of his image?
Right.
And now, even with the rehab of the image, is still kind of that way. Gives you nothing. Right. How am I supposed to expect, even with the full cooperation of his friends, that I'm going to get the honest story of Tiger Woods?
You want the story, and you've always wanted the story of the characters. If you want to learn about golf and about how to be successful or how to better your game, that's where you read the Jack Nicklaus books, the Tiger Woods books. But if you want to be entertained just by the person that is that golfer, you kind of want somebody else, right? You want the clowns. You want the guys who...
The dailies.
The dailies. Yeah. You want a John Daly story.
Well, I definitely... Because I don't feel like John Daly would hide the stories.
We want salacious details.
But, right, but Tiger Woods has... But Tiger Woods has salacious details.
But you think he's going to tell you those stories?
If he wants to sell books...
We already saw the movie.
No. I want to know about the Perkins. I want a direct account of the Perkins waitress.
Oh,
that's my point.
Is the Perkins waitress?
Hold on.
Is she going to be in the book?
I was trying to avoid it.
What?
We were all thinking it.
The only thing that he could do to sell that book,
cherry pie,
is tell about his sexual escapades.
Of course,
he ain't doing that.
Then it's not a book.
Wait. When he's talking about as told by the family? Nobody's talking about.
Then it's not a real book. Then it's fantasy. You can't. Why is it called Back? Come on. Because we've been waiting for the major win? No, because he had one of the biggest downfalls in sports.
In the comeback.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now that he has the comeback.
We don't care about the comeback. We want the downfall. We want the salacious details.
You're not going to get that.
We want Perkins. We want golf clubs. We want...
Look, there's a couple of things.
Driving in the opposite direction of Jupiter.
Yes.
There's a couple of things.
Yes.
There's a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
He's got kids.
Good for him.
Hold on. Whether you want to put it out there or not, do you want your kids to know kind of how it all went down? Because they don't know.
Listen.
They don't know.
I watch a show called The Affair, right? And it's this guy. He's an author. He did a bunch of stuff. He wrote a book about all the bad things he did. And now his past has come back to haunt him. And his publicist and his lawyer said, go tell your family. Because they know what's coming out. He's got to have that talk with the kids. He's got to tell them, hey, listen.
His kids also...
He Tiger Woods!
Yeah, but his kids also have Googles.
Look, how about this? There is no person who has done more for their sport in the last 30 years.
Right.
Than Tiger.
That is true.
Okay. So the position that he holds in his profession far exceeds this clown you're talking about.
Listen to me.
No, man.
Tiger Woods' kids could theoretically be listening right now on the way to school with
their
driver.
Would you like to hear read about a book from Jordan?
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to
all the gambling details.
Yeah, because we didn't get the everything Jordan, because all that stuff was hidden, kind of.
Right.
Like, it was on the outskirts.
Right.
I don't, you know, yeah, I want to.
There's a reason why.
Isn't that 30 for 30 coming out next year? With like all of the Jordan, it's like the definitive Jordan
with all the
documentary.
All the gambling and all the.
There's a reason.
Banished to minor league baseball.
Why these guys have been this way. That stuff ain't coming out.
Ooh, an A-Rod book would be great,
But
too.
The thing, but with Tiger.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes. Oh.
A-Rod is not. You think A-Rod's an interesting person?
But,
no, he's not.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2
All
Miramar.
All you want to know is about him putting needles in his butt.
That is correct.
Which, if you're already past that, if you're already over it, you made it on the, through to the other side, do you want to bring that back up?
Jeets in the gift baskets. I want details.
Oh, if you gave me a real Jeets book, I'd be into that.
You can't get that guy to talk.
I know.
He's going to all of a sudden write a tell-all book?
Well, I just think it's silly of Tiger Woods to put out a book.
Yes, it is.
If he's gonna tell you this is my definitive story and it's not going to have the definitive story.
It's just a story that came from him.
Nah.
That's all that is.
Lamar Odom would write a good book.
How about a Mark Richt book?
It'll be
Chapter 1.
How to Cut Your Favorite Sandwich.
Sandwich Cutting.
Chapter 2.
Chapter 2. Swag. Chapter 3, nepotism. Chapter 4, plays that have worked for 30 years.
I mean, think about this.
Cocoon.
The way the world is now, is there any person that could write a tell-all book that you haven't really already heard the way social media is and everything is now?
Because
back in the day, it was awesome because there's a lot of stories that didn't get out there.
Right.
Okay. But besides maybe, like, till this day, do you really know about Michael Jordan? No. He's been quiet. He's just lived his life. Everybody loved Mike, and we go on. We move on. Right? But do you really know about his personal life? You know he was divorced. You know he got married. You know he had kids. All those things. But do you really know? So maybe that would interest you, but why would he do that? Dude's an NBA owner.
Text writes in, I just want to know about J-Lo's butt in the A-Rod book.
Oh.
Well, of course.
Oh.
Mark Richt's book is called... Well, that is how every chapter would start.
Is it on the Waffle House menu?
Oh,
same
yeah.
thing.
We got a sample from his audiobook.
Oh yeah, what is that? What does it sound like?
You know, it's so good to struggle. It's so good to overcome adversity. Right. It grows you as a human being. It grows you as a leader. And like you say, when it's just like the butterfly when it's a caterpillar and it's coming out of the cocoon, it's got to fight its way out. And if it doesn't fight its way out, the wings aren't strong enough to fly. So, you know, you might have somebody want to cut open the cocoon and relieve the pain and, you know, and not go through the struggle, and all of a sudden you're not strong enough to fly.
National
audiobook.
I literally think me and Tobin looked at each other and went, oh, no.
We're all here.
Excuse me? Whoa.
All right, real quick. Nationals head into the World Series. They swept the Cardinals, winning game 4-7-4 last night. Astros beat the Yankees 4-1. They are up 2-1 in that series. They're supposed to have a game 4 tonight, but it's going to be pouring, so they probably won't.
So that means we're stuck with a fun belt.
Somebody says, Robbie, they would read a Myers-Leonard book. They would like to hear from Myers-Leonard.
Listen.
That's the name of the book. Listen.
The Jaguars traded Jalen Ramsey to the Rams for a 2020 and 2021 first-round pick and a 2021 fourth-round pick.
Somebody said definitely thought Robbie was black. Anyone else? That sounds about on line with this show.
Ryan Tannehill will start a quarterback for the Titans this week.
Ryan Tannehill's book, good or nah?
Am I the guy?
Ooh, somebody said... Van Vliet is the one that won the ring.
Fred Van Vliet.
He was awesome.
Great band.
Awesome.
He was awesome.
A couple things. The U.S. men's national soccer team sucks. They lost to Canada 2-0 yesterday. Everything should all be blown up too.
What was that game? Like, why were they playing?
It was the Nations League. I don't know. Some series. I don't even know. I don't care. We suck at soccer. The women are great. The men suck. We can't get right. F1 racing is coming to Miami. We're going to have F1 racing at Hard Rock Stadium. Big deal announced yesterday. This is huge.
That's cool.
It's going to bring a ton of international money into the city, so we like that.
Chinese money?
All sorts of money. Money everywhere.
Somebody said I dozed off listening to you guys describe the book, let alone reading it.
I mean, I don't want to know about Tiger Woods' putting methods. I'm sorry. I don't. But
here. those... those books already exist.
Yeah, we know.
And they don't, like, they only are for golfers. And it's a weird thing. Like, somebody writes a book, people think they need to read it because they're going to be able to hit the ball like them, which is a bunch of baloney. But I don't understand why does he feel it's important to go back and retell these stories.
Why not?
Because you're not going to get the real stories.
I'm sure he got a buttload of cash.
Right.
I see what you did there.
Which is crazy because he's a billionaire.
I know, but hey, you know what we're realizing with the China stuff? Rich people like their money.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
I don't think that's a new concept.
Just to refurbish the idea. They like their money.
Did you see the people in Hong Kong were burning LeBron jerseys?
Yeah. I want to tell the people in Hong Kong, hey, try a new method. Do you think that shakes them? Burning a LeBron jersey is like a Tuesday for him.
That's just Cleveland.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. That's how they keep warm in Ohio in the winter. We just burn LeBron jerseys. Oh, you think that's going to make a statement to me? Burn my jersey.
How about Serena
Williams?
Join
the tour.
A book from Serena Williams. People are giving us
I'm not really into a Serena Williams book.
I don't know.
I'm not really into that.
A Lindsay Vonn book I might get myself on.
Really?
Yeah. She's had some things.
She can co-write it with Tiger Woods?
Yeah, she's she's.
I want Lindsay Vonn in the Tiger Woods book.
Ooh, somebody said Hank Haney wrote a book about Tiger that was real juicy.
Who?
Hank Haney. It was one of his instructors that he won a bunch of majors
one
with.
One of the swing coaches, right?
What about the caddy? Is he going to write a book about Tiger Woods?
He did. I think he did.
Texter writes in the, what about an incognito book?
Whoa.
Oh.
I don't know if that'd be coherent.
Ron Berg might have to write that for him.
Quinville book.
Whoa, yeah.
Quinville book. Oh, somebody actually refers to himself as Peacock Posse.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Peacock Posse checking in. Did we talk about Tannehill taking over into the CRE? Yeah, we did. We dropped that.
A Yager book.
Yager.
Oh. There you go. Interesting people.
Yeah, was it
a Bobrovsky book?
Yeah.
No. What's the guy's name? The soccer player. Zoltan.
Zlatan.
Zlatan.
Yeah.
Ibrahimovic. Oh.
What about a Handsome Becks book?
No, because
he's been with.
He won't say anything. He's boring.
He's been with Porsche for too long.
He's been with her for a while.
Listen, a Yager book? All those days on the beach?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you see the picture of Yager?
Looks old. Like lately?
No. He put this picture on Instagram. I think it's recent. He is jacked.
So because now he don't get tested for all that stuff.
So he's on all the stuff now.
He is on.
He's still playing hockey,
dude,
right?
He looks.
He's still
like,
playing hockey. Hockey.
He looks like
he's on a team in Russia somewhere.
He looks like he is breastfeeding right from Mother Russia. And by Mother Russia, I mean the Drago Labs. He is too jacked for that age.
Was he 47?
Dude, I'm going to bring you this Yager picture. You're going to be stuck. I looked at it today flabbergasted. I was like, oh, my. The Googles. Hold on. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Look at this. Look at that guy. He's 100.
Let me see.
He looks like Aquaman.
Let me see.
He looks like Momoa.
What?
Except he's not a bum.
Look at him!
Seriously, that's not normal,
dude,
man.
That's not... How old is Yags? How old is Yags?
47.
Right,
47. That's not... Whatever that is not normal.
He's on that Putin juice.
He's on something,
He's on
bro.
That Putin juice.
Ryan Tannehill's book, Living with Toe Thumbs. You know, they did make a Lifetime movie.
About Ryan Tannehill?
No, Tiger Woods.
Oh.
Guess who played Tiger Woods?
Who?
Jeffrey Owens. You know who that is?
Why do I know that?
Elvin
name?
From the Cosby Show.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They made a Lifetime movie about Tiger Woods. What was it? Just it was because Tiger Woods is he's a man bastard.
Yeah. Oh, Johnny Manziel.
And that would get old after a while.
Doesn't do anything for me. Doesn't do anything for me.
It would get kind of old.
Doesn't do anything for me. Has the definitive Favre book been out? I'd be into some degenerate Favre.
This guy's getting minus one. The definitive Chuck Norris story that ends with him kicking Leroy's ass.
Perfect.
Point for Texter.
Guys, you can hear every Miami Dolphins game on our sister station, 560 The Joe. Dolphins football on 560 The Joe is sponsored by Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins, and by UHealth. Also brought to you by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall, proud partner of the Miami Dolphins. We roll on this morning. So, something that came out yesterday I found interesting. We had a little bit of a quarterback. I want to say the Dolphins have a quarterback controversy, but there's a little bit of unrest right now on where things stand. So they're going to go with Josh Rosen this week. And, you know, one of the debates that we've had on this show is, how are you going to be able to tell? Team's trash. O-line's trash. I really don't know how it's physically. Robbie, how many games this year has only one quarterback played for the Dolphins? Has it just been one?
Yeah, the Cowboys game, I think, is the only one.
Okay.
And then the fourth game, too. The Chargers game. Rosen's the only one to play.
Okay, so three out of the five, we've seen them both. Okay?
Correct.
Because it seems physically impossible for a quarterback to get through a game now with this O-line. It's that bad. You snap the ball, you're getting your ass kicked. You got no shot. Now, the problem with this is, first couple weeks, Josh Rosen goes out there, he's still zinging it. You know, he gets to be in the position where he's throwing it downfield, he's coming in relief, teams are playing like prevent, whatever, we're not coming after anybody anymore. He's way, way behind, no worries. But now he's in a position where he's taking the brunt of the ass kicking. And so the opposite happened. You came in, you're getting your teeth kicked in, and then you bring in Ryan Fitzpatrick, and, you know, switching things up, Dolphins protect a little bit more, rush isn't as urgent, and so he's zinging it around the football field. He looks better. So the problem is now we're in this position where Flores is like, I'm going to go with whoever gives us the best chance to win. Now, for right now, he's going with Rosen, but maybe he'll switch to Fitzpatrick. Seems like he's more in a position right now where he's fine flip-flopping no matter what. The continuity thing doesn't matter to him. And I don't even know if he's wrong, because at this point, with the position they're in, how many needs, Robbie?
21.
21 needs. 21 needs for this team. The only one we're taking off the needs list is Christian Wilkins, because he body slammed a running back and he looks awesome. But we don't really know, because he also plays with a lot of trash around him right now. So Flores comes out with this statement during his press conference this week, and he says this of Josh Rosen, saying that we got a good evaluation of him starting in April.
And I would say, you know, I think by now we've got a pretty good evaluation of him. You know, we've had him since April, and all OTAs, all training camp, you know, three starts, and the guys develop, they get better. You know, as far as, you know, the development part of that, it's I don't think that's necessarily a part of it. It's more what we feel is the best for the team.
We've been talking about this since the start of the year. Is the guy going to actually get a chance? Is he actually going to get the opportunity to prove that he's a quarterback? The clear answer is no. It's over. It's over. No matter, like, any shot that he had to be quarterback is done. Out the window. He couldn't be Ryan Fitzpatrick in the preseason. Okay, we chalked it up to maybe it's a plan. But what we learned was eventually the terrible offensive linemen that you have, you're going to have their backups in there, because those guys are going to get hurt. They're going to get banged up. And now we're at the point where we're in week 7, and we're still not sure if he's going to get through an entire game. The coach isn't sure if he's good enough to get through an entire game. And quite frankly, he feels he's seen enough. He's seen enough. He just told you there. I've seen enough. I've seen since April. I have an evaluation of him. So it's over for him. That's it. Whether it's right or wrong, they've determined over. Done for Josh Rosen. Doesn't want to hear it. Flores doesn't want to hear it. He says, I've had him since spring. I got my evaluation. But I don't know.
It may not be about the talent. When you put the whole package together, that might play a lot more into it.
As far as personality?
Just not even necessarily his personality. If you think about coaches, the one thing that excites coaches is the commitment of a player to his craft.
Okay.
How he plays the part. So you ever notice any football player, especially in that manly sport, any football player that's kind of, it doesn't mean they're not working, but it's kind of like, it doesn't seem like it's the most important thing. They're not Tom Brady. You know, and I mean his attitude towards football. Sometimes it turns coaches off.
Right, they're not psychotic about it.
Right, right. And you've had players throughout history that have performed, but just kind of...
I just think that the thing that's interesting about it is we thought the important thing was get as much evaluation of him as you can all year.
Right.
And what the coach is telling you this week when he says, I've been evaluating him since April, is I don't need it. I'm going to go with who gives me the better chance to win. Right now it's Rosen. He's sticking with him. But don't think I need extra games to figure out what I got in him.
I would always say this. Sometimes the circumstances in which you are evaluating a player makes it more difficult to evaluate that player. You understand what I'm saying? So that with this offensive line, you need Michael Vick at quarterback.
I don't even think he could survive.
Right. And so I've always said this about Ryan Tannehill. I don't know if Ryan Tannehill is a good quarterback. But I know that the circumstances in which he had to play quarterback make it difficult to evaluate him.
Man, that's Tennessee's problem. That ain't our problem.
Huh?
Let Tennessee talk about that.
Can we say the same thing about Josh Rosen? Whoever is a quarterback.
Well, that's the thing I find fascinating about, though, is I don't think we can, because 3 out of the 5 games this year we've had 2 quarterbacks play, right?
Right.
3 out of the 5 games.
Right.
So
right.
No, this quarterback, this job of staying behind that line is no job for one man. It's not a one person gig. Kurt Warner did come out. He tweeted out, no matter what you think of Josh Rosen's performance to this point in the NFL, to make an evaluation or place blame on him after yesterday is ridiculous. He has no chance with the things going around him. No easy throws. Pressures almost every snap. Concepts, not getting guys open, etc.
Now, here's after last weekend where my thought process changed a little bit. And it was based on Sam Darnold. Now, I don't know whether it's the offense, because sometimes your offense is tailored to a certain person. When that person's not there, your offense changes. Sometimes you struggle.
Right.
I can't figure that part of it out because I don't know what's being called, what the game plan is, what they like to do. But that team looked totally different.
But yeah, they didn't sign one of Adam Gase's lackeys from Denver.
Right. No, but I'm just saying. Like, there's a same team. We thought they might lose 12, 13 games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and now you don't, like, yeah, they got the guy back. So I don't know, is it always the quarterback or is it the system, or the system is built for a certain quarterback? And right now they don't have a system built for any quarterback down here.
Yeah, I don't think there is a system right,
right.
now.
Right. So what part of having your guy, right, is that you do things that cater towards his skill set. Very rarely is a coach going to come into a game with a game plan and say, well, whoever fits this system is going to play more. You usually cater to that guy. Are they doing that, or are they just running offense?
It feels like the whole Rosen thing is just a flyer. Like, we'll bring him in here. Let's just see if we could get something out of him that Arizona couldn't. Now, Robbie, are you ready to prospect power rank?
Oh, no. Yes. There's been some changes.
Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa.
What?
Really?
There's been some movement.
All right. The prospect power rank. Draft season. Draft season started already, Leroy, for the Dolphins.
It started back in April.
Prospect power ranking. 21 needs. Robbie the Degenerate brings it next. Guys, those of you here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat and Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. Coming up November 16th, it is our dribble drive against cancer. Zaslow will be leading the way as we have the dribble drive challenge. It goes 13.8 miles from Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall to the American Airlines Arena. You guys can sign up for that. You guys can donate heathelpcure.org. If you don't want to go 13.8 miles, they got the shortened up version. There's a dribble drive from Vizcaya all the way to the arena. That's like 3.3 miles. And then the dribble drive dash, which just goes around the perimeter of the AAA. Again, donate, form a team, support heathelpcure.org. Want to remind you guys, too, about the radio.com app. We have now the rewind feature. It's like radio DVR, basically, except the V is A. It's a DAR, digital audio recorder, whatever.
It sounds like VAR and DVR like merged and, you know, had came up with this.
Point is, if you listen, if you miss something that you like, an interview, a segment, you want to hear the beginning of the show, you can roll it all the way back. Radio.com app. Check that on out. For example, if you want to hear Robbie's prospect power rank over and over and over again, if you have to go in right now, let's say like say right now, you're sitting in the parking lot, right? And you got to go get yourself a churro, you know. Maybe you don't want to miss Robbie's prospect power ranking, but you're hungry. Put it on pause, baby. Go get your churro. When you come back, boop, hit play. Robbie will be in the middle giving you his top five prospect power ranking. Now, Robbie, do you want to give us last week's list, or do you want to say switching the list? How do you want to do this? Do you want to go back 5-1? And if there's a change, you could say if somebody was knocked off.
All right, I'll do that. I'll adjust some people. I'll start off with 5. Right away, we got to change.
Okay.
Creeping into the top 5.
Okay.
AJ Epenesa, defensive end, edge rusher from Iowa. This guy was a menace. He, in that game against Penn State, he had a sack, and he had 3 quarterback hurries all by himself, and that Iowa defense has been nasty, largely because of him. So he snuck into the top 5.
Who did he knock off?
Well, he knocked off, the number 5 guy moved up. Everybody moved up.
All right.
I'll tell you who fell down when I get to number 2.
Gotcha.
I just kind of gave it away a little bit. Number 4. Jeffrey Okuda, cornerback from Ohio State. He was number 5 last week. Now, Ohio State had a bye last week, so I'm not going to punish anybody for having a bye.
Of course.
But, you know, 3 interceptions already this year. That was the one knock, that he doesn't get any interceptions, and he had 3 interceptions.
But he's already performing.
But he had a bye last week. I'm not going to punish anybody for having a bye.
Understood.
Number 3, Grant Delpit, the LSU defensive back, safety, corner, kind of hybrid. I know you guys saw that Florida kind of
lit up. He was well talked up during that game.
Yeah, and Florida kind of lit up LSU on offense a little bit, but Grant Delpit was still out there making plays, had a couple pass breakups, laid some hits as well.
So he's number 3.
He's number 3.
All right.
New number 2.
Whoa, big
Tua
news.
Tagovailoa.
Whoa.
He was number 3 last week, if you guys remember. He's moved up to number 2. And he kicked out that Georgia offensive tackle, Andrew Thomas, who I know Georgia lost to South Carolina. It wasn't really all his fault. They had a couple sacks. Not really any of them were on him. He did sprain his ankle in that game, but just too much. And that injury
could be bad genes. It could be durability issues. You don't know.
He's number 6, but he's still a solid prospect.
Of course.
But I had to move him back out of 2.
But 5 is 5. You can only have 5. So Tua is now number 2.
Tua is now number 2. And after that, the question mark with Tua is, does he play well when he faces pressure? Texas A&M, I saw him apply some pressure. And another knock on Tua is that his receivers are always wide open, all the time. I saw him make some tight throws in that game against Texas A&M, some hard throws to make. And I got to tell you something, I think he's closing the gap a little bit on Trevor Lawrence. Now, you have to wait another year for Trevor Lawrence. Everyone thinks he's this world-beat prospect. Trevor Lawrence has been kind of downish this year. Tua's on the up. I'm not saying he's a better prospect than
Fat
Trevor
Cat
Lawrence.
Syndrome from Trevor Lawrence?
Maybe a little bit, but I'm saying he might be better off taking Tua now
as
opposed
to. He's a sophomore!
Whatever.
What a champion. Not how many freshmen win a national championship?
There's no age restriction on Fat Cat Syndrome. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Well, how about being a child?
Nah.
So you could be a baby and have Fat Cat Syndrome.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting for you to go ahead and pitch that to one of your kids.
I will. My kids get Fat Cat Syndrome all the time. Think you just waltz in here, just rest on your laurels. No. We got to grind, baby. You got a spelling test? We're going to bring out the whiteboard, and you're going to do that dry erase. You're going to spell suddenly until your hand falls off.
You know, there is no...
What? Got to grind, baby.
And this is coming from a guy who lets their kid beat him over the head with a baseball bat.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
As long as he keeps hitting his hardest. Number 1, Robbie.
Chase Young, still same number 1 from last week. Again, not punishing anybody for having a bye. Defensive end from Ohio State. Already has 8.5 sacks in 6 games this year. This guy's an all-world monster. If the Dolphins didn't need a quarterback so badly, they might be worth exploring taking Chase Young with the number 1 overall pick.
No. They're cool, man, on the pass rush. They got Taco. and Charles Harris.
How do you feel about celebrating a guy named after food?
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. By the way, where the hell are the what happened? You got fake churros?
I don't know what the... No, he ordered...
you said we were getting churros.
He ordered pastelitos, not churros.
It said
the order's wrong.
Nah,
you need
he got duped.
Yeah, you got duped.
Some churros?
First of all, I ordered like a breakfast thing. It was supposed to be like some eggs, some ham, some Cuban toast, and a cafe con leche. I got the eggs. Nothing else.
That's it. Thrilling.
So I had to walk Leroy through how to make a complaint since I'm a professional at that.
Oh yeah, what you do, Leroy, is you take your blue check mark and you at that company on Twitter
and you just
shame them.
We used the internal forum on their own app.
So you didn't publicly shame
them like you normally do. No.
That's bold of you. That's good of you.
Yeah.
It's good to see you're growing.
Yeah, I'll only do that the next time I take a flight.
Now, Robbie, did you waffle over this this power ranking, or was this you felt pretty strong about it as the week was rolling
out?
Well,
yeah, I wasn't sure whether to keep Andrew Thomas the tackle. I knew for sure I was going to have moved Tua ahead of Andrew Thomas. That was for sure. But then I was debating that Iowa defensive end, A.J. Ebenezer. Do I put him in there? There was a little waffling between those two guys.
Are there any of the quarterbacks you feel comfortable putting in the top 10? Like, is this Burrows or Herbert?
I thought Burrows might make your five, man.
Oh, no, I mean, no. Burrows creeped into the top 10. I will say that. But even still a little shaky on Joe Burrow because, you know, last year was kind of this game manager guy, and now he's amazing. It could be a one-year wonder. I would like to see a little bit more. He did ball out against Florida. It also helped his offensive line. Didn't allow a single sack, something the Miami Hurricanes didn't do against Florida. But another guy, Jake Fromm, out of my board. He's not even in the top 32.
What?
Jake Fromm, he's out. He's out.
Just out.
And Herbert's like in the low 20s.
Really?
Maybe 30, yeah, because he doesn't do well against pass pressure. Now, he plays Washington on the road this Saturday. That could be a big move-up game for Justin Herbert if he plays well.
Well, there you go, man. Robbie's Prospect Power Ranking brought to you every single Wednesday. When we come back, high praise of Tyler Hero and LeBron doubles down. That's after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.